Hi, this is Katie Hermana from the School of Healthcare Sciences at Cardiff University. In this podcast, I talk to Carly, who shares her personal experiences as a young adult impacted by Huntington's disease, what keeping active means to her, and her thoughts around supporting people with Huntington's disease to be active.
The background with myself, I've always known about HD in general, because my granddad had it when I was just little. Might not have known as much as I do now about the condition, but that's just as years go on as well. As being older, obviously I know more. Also, I think HD wasn't, although I knew about it, it wasn't as big a thing for me. I don't think I ever thought, yeah, I'd go and see my granddad and I'd always be there and stuff like that, but I don't ever think I thought, weirdly, that impacted me. It wasn't then until obviously my dad got tested in 2013 when he tested positive, and obviously then kind of hit home that's now something that's obviously going to impact me, because if he's had it from his dad, then I possibly could have it from mine. So that's when it all kind of started for me mentally, in terms of it all, because although I disregarded before, this is where it kind of hit home. So it's something I've always thought about. I've always wanted to kind of be there for my dad, and yeah, it's always something that's been there in my head. And yeah, in 2020 is when I've decided to get tested myself. And it was just something that was just constantly there, and you probably speak to many people that may have gone through the testing process, I don't know, that it's always there, and it'll always be there after the result, but it's always there before. So to me, it was just like having that knowledge with all the research going on now was kind of power in my eyes. And I just wanted to kind of go down that route, because I was just constantly thinking that I did have it anyway, because I'm so much like my dad and all of that. So I was in a bit of a rut there, and obviously COVID hit, but I still decided to go ahead anyway. And I wanted to kind of just get it done, because it was just something that was constantly there. And yeah, I had to, when you're set on something, you're set on something, and most people probably would be like that when got something in your head. So I went ahead and did it. Unfortunately, I didn't have the best experience testing wise because of COVID probably, but it was all done virtually and over the phone. And then I don't know how much detail to really go into that depth with regards to getting tested and all that, but it was quite a tough time. And then I think it's a bit of a blur, but I think on the day it was just more like a bit of a brief phone call, this is your result, and yeah, it wasn't the result I wanted. Yeah, I am positive HD, but I don't know, it was just like I was just kind of pushed aside. So when all that hit home, I was in a very bad place, and exercise then coming into that now is what's kind of got me through everything. Exercise for me is my biggest saviour of mental health in general. If I'm feeling in a bad way, if I'm feeling low, if I'm feeling bad mentally, I'm having a bad day, then I'll always go to the gym, I'll go for a run, I'll go for a walk. Like, for me, exercise is so important. And I want to kind of get that across to as many people as I can, because although not everyone is into that kind of going to the gym all the time, exercise doesn't have to be something like that. It can just be just for a walk, for, you know, a half hour walk. And that does so much for your headspace and your mindset. And I really feel so strongly about it. And in terms of like HD then in general, I think it's so important to keep active and keep going, because otherwise if you don't, then where do you kind of go from there, you know? But that's, I don't know, I suppose that's as much background as I can give, I suppose.
Is there anything from your experience of kind of, you know, seeing HD and I suppose seeing the progression of it as well in other family members, is there anything like any misunderstandings about HD you think people who aren't aware of it might have, and whether that might impact on physical activity and exercise?
Because of the misconceptions of HD in general and the lack of awareness, it's so difficult for someone with HD to feel comfortable in other settings. Like my dad, for example, he is symptomatic now, and it's quite noticeable, whether it be his movements or mind kind of cognitive things going on. It is a lot more noticeable now. And he would get anxious in a situation because of the misconceptions and the lack of awareness and people making judgments to be involved in any form of activity that might be like not just him going for a walk on his own, for example, like being around other people.
Mm.
He would then feel, I think he might feel quite anxious because he's had many experiences where people would, assume he was drunk, for example, when we're out shopping, like just because he's moving a lot, which to me, when you're in just a shop shopping, someone isn't going to be standing there with their wife and daughter drunk. That's just not an okay thing to do. But because of these things that happen, this is just one example now, but this is my dad's perception. Obviously, I can't speak for everyone in HD, but it stops them wanting to be involved and want to be doing physical activity because they probably just want to stay indoors, not feeling great about the condition themselves. They don't understand what's going on themselves. And to then be around other people who may not know or understand is quite daunting.
Mm-hmm.
I know my dad would be quite, nervous to go and do that on his own, whereas if I went with him or my mum or someone, then he would. He likes walking the dog. That's his big thing with his exercise. He likes going for a long walk with the dog. But if I asked him to go and start that club to do an activity, then I don't think he would. And that probably would be because of the anxious feeling of himself, the way he is in general, and to explain HD. And obviously people don't understand it. So even though you're explaining it, they might not get what you mean. But also he's just anxious about how he's going to be, as well as other people.
Have you got any thoughts on what might make it easier for someone in your dad's position to go along to clubs and community activities then?
I think just being curious and wanting to help and know more rather than like making judgments, prejudgments and doing all of that. If it's more of a warmer kind of welcome, it might be difficult for, say, my dad to go for the first time. But if he's gone and I've, say, gone with him or my mum or just someone's gone with him and he feels, a warmer welcome and someone wanting to see what they can do to help rather than just disregard it and not acknowledge it at all and just assume he can do stuff or just assume that he can't do stuff because of actually talk to the person, know what their capabilities are and know where their capacity is of what they can do as well. But just be friendly about it. Like you'd rather someone be curious and friendly than just make assumptions. But that's my view.
Totally understandable and completely get that. And actually the other people I've spoken to have said the same thing as well. It's like, don't be afraid to ask questions and find out okay, great. So one of the questions was any kind of hints and tips for people, but you kind of covered that. Is there anything else that you would add to that? So if somebody was, somebody with HD came along to the club for the first time, they're meeting them for the first time, apart from a warm welcome and I suppose asking questions, is there anything else that you could think of?
No, I don't think so. I think just be curious in a nice way. And be understanding to that person,
mm-hmm.
and just be aware that you don't know much about this situation and this condition to what you're saying. Definitely not to make assumptions and just try and do the best you can to understand to the best you can, I guess.
And so you've recently completed the Three Peaks Challenge and you've talked about, what's got you into exercise and what keeps you going. Do you want to you know, tell me a little bit about your motivation to do that, because that's going over and above in terms of exercise. Yeah. That's you've got to have real motivation to do that. Oh, so can you tell me a little bit about that?
To be honest, I'm so passionate about helping the HD community in general and raising awareness. It's such a big thing that I just think isn't there, and people really need to know, and people also need support. I am an ambassador for HDO, which is the Huntington's Disease Youth Organisation, who've helped me completely. I honestly don't know where I would be without them in terms of the support I've had from them after everything that I've had to go through as a young person myself. So I feel so strongly about helping them and helping other young people, because I know how hard it is, and helping them understand that, you know, everything can be okay and be there for other people. So yeah, I feel so strongly about that, the fact that I wanted to do a challenge. Exercise obviously for me is something I'm really passionate about, and it helps me mentally. So me and three other young people impacted by HD as well, we actually didn't meet until the day we went. We met for the first time that weekend. We'd met virtually. They then wanted to all kind of come together, which was amazing. We made friends for life through doing that as well, and they're all active in their own kind of senses. So the four of us then came together. They raised money for the HDA, and I raised money for HDO. I think collectively we probably raised over £5,000. It was amazing, really, with what we'd done. But yeah, it was definitely a challenge. But yeah, that's what I wanted. I wanted to do something that to me was a massive challenge, to prove that, you know, it is possible for us to be involved in all of this, but also we can come together, do exercise, and prove that, you know, we are there for the community. We want to raise awareness, and I'm kind of hoping really that we did do that. It was an amazing experience. Tough physically. I think I pulled a muscle going up one of them, and yeah, I kind of fought off an injury. And my eyesight's not great, so yeah, I just kind of powered through. But no, I felt amazing after it, and you can train as much as you want for something like that, but it was still tough. But no, it was amazing, such an amazing experience, and I would definitely do it again. And yeah, I felt so positive after it, and that just proves to me that what exercise does, and that's just, you know, walking and climbing. Yeah. It doesn't matter what the exercise is what I'm kind of getting to. It's just that feeling you kind of get from doing that, and also then the feeling of having that achievement of raising the awareness and funds as well for people. So there's not really a day I don't do something. Even if that's just kind of walking the dog path, I'll always do something. Mm-hmm. It's kind of my escape. Most people have something that, you know, helps them with their mental health, and I just feel really strongly that physical activity for me is that. I don't think I would have coped with all of this stuff with HD if I wasn't doing exercise. I even like going for a run sometimes, just, you know, put some headphones in and just have that kind of time on your own, but doing physical activity. I've gone into the gym or for a run feeling really not myself and just feeling really low and just having such a bad day, and I'll motivate myself. I don't know how, but I do somehow, and I go, and honestly I just feel so much more refreshed and re-energized, and I'm just in a different mindset completely once I've done it. And most people would probably, who are into exercise, will probably say the same. And I know a lot of people do exercise for that reason. And it's definitely something that I'm on a daily basis. It's just getting yourself kind of motivated. I think that's where people struggle the most, I think, sometimes, to get motivated. But once you're there and doing it, you feel so good for it. And yeah, it can be any form of exercise, whether it be at the gym, running for a walk, swimming, cycling, anything you just enjoy, really.
Yeah. Has HD influenced your thoughts or attitude towards physical activity?
I think it's very important to keep active as someone with HD. I'm not symptomatic or anything like that, but my dad is, and I try so much to keep him active as much as I possibly can, because of how important exercise is for me, how it helps my mindset. I've spoken to so many, you know, doctors and, you know, clinicians who say how important physical activity is for HD anyway, because of movements and stuff, and you can kind of stiffen up. I think it's really important, and that's what I kind of want to hit home to my dad, how I want him to be, because sadly he no longer works now with his condition, so he doesn't tend to do a lot, so keeping active and getting out will help him with his cognitive stuff as well as physically. So I think it's so important for someone with HD symptoms to probably just keep going and keep active as much as they can, and whether it be just something they just enjoy, whether it be, you know, a walk, or I think for the symptoms themselves, I think it can help, because cognitive symptoms can really get going sometimes with my dad personally. And I think him getting out and doing some form of exercise and physical activity will kind of let him take a step back, if that makes sense, because sometimes he can get overwhelmed and things just start to go round in his head, for example. But if he got out and went and did some physical activity, a walk or for a swim, you know, water probably would be really good for someone with HD symptoms and his movements. So I really do feel strongly that that's very important as well as those who need to raise that awareness. I think people with HD definitely should get involved when they can. And if these people can have that awareness, it'll allow them to, you know, it'll make them feel more comfortable to do that. And if people can be, you know, allowing them to be involved no matter what, there's always ways around things, you know. Like my dad, as he's grown up, he's played darts.
Okay.
And I know it's not necessarily a physical activity as such, but that's just his hobby and his sport that he's done. And they're still finding ways now for him to still be able to do that.
Right.
So there are ways around things. So if they can just give that understanding, awareness, and, you know, acceptance to these individuals, you know, they are still a person aside from HD. Like, HD isn't them, and they still will enjoy, you know, sports and physical activity. So why should they not still be able to get involved in things just because people might not know what HD is, or might just assume they can't do that because of that symptom? If they actually talk to them and understand what they can and can't do, then they'll understand. Like if they spoke to that person, they could say, right, I can do this, but I can't do this. And then they can find adaptions for them, maybe. Like if there's certain things they might not be able to do, then they can just try and adapt so they can do that sport a different way, or that form of physical activity a different way. Obviously, there might be things that you have to be careful with, depending on movements and things, but, you know, there's a lot of things that they are still capable of doing physical activity-wise. And, yeah, if people start to get that, you know, awareness and understanding of it, then it'll enable them to still be involved and be able to do that.
Wow. Considering you haven't done this before. That's amazing. Honestly, I could tell you're really passionate. It's great. It's lovely. And so I suppose, is there anything else? Is there anything about HD, anything else that you'd like to highlight? Just take this as an opportunity to, you know, if there's anything else you'd like to say or share, or, you know, things that you think might be useful to for people to hear, you know, thinking about people in the community, if there's anything else that you'd like to add. Take your time, there's no rush.
Just trying to think, really. I think I've covered most of it. I am really passionate about people starting to be more aware and understanding of, you know, because I've viewed myself, people's misconceptions and judgments of things, and it's not nice. And when it's someone who's that close to you, like, it's not nice to be seeing. So I do get frustrated and annoyed at society sometimes when they react like this. And I think this will be so good for people to have that opportunity to get that understanding and ask questions about the condition rather than just assume, because there's a lot of people out there who kind of write off people with HD as incapable and not able to do things. And although my dad is positive and symptomatic with HD now, there are still stuff he can do. You know, he can go for a swim, you know, like he can go for a walk, he can, and there's adaptations you can do with activities. And if I think if they were more curious and understanding, then we could work ways around people being involved in stuff that they might not think they can do. Like there's, you know, so many disabilities in the world, and obviously with Disability Sport Wales, like we mentioned, like there's so many different things that people can do.
Thank you, Carly, for sharing your thoughts and experiences about Huntington's disease and physical activity with me today.